You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Some people do, you know.
What?
Keep hedgehogs as pets.
Mum?
Yes, all right, I know we can't.
Not wild hedgehogs, they're a different breed. And you know what Will said?
Yes. I wasn't being serious, it's just... Well, you know.
Yeah, they're very cute.
They're so sweet. And they're getting quite tame. Hardly frightened at all. And they're growing so fast.
Yeah. Is Ben around?
I've told him lunch in half an hour.
Okay, great.
Here, come and see.
Yeah?
Even the little one's putting on weight.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're too big for the box. Definitely time they upsized.
I know.
Get them outside, used to the wild again. As soon as Ben and Josh have finished making the run on the lawn.
I tried twice again this morning. He's still not picking up.
No, well...
Straight to his voicemail.
Did you really expect him to answer?
Well, he must have seen my messages, all those missed calls.
Not if he's got his phone switched off.
He must turn it on sometimes.
We don't know that.
He needs to come straight back here and sort out this mess he's dumped us in.
Yes, I quite agree. But if he still doesn't know about the inspection, then...
So, I'm going to keep calling until I get an answer.
All right. But we do have more important things to do.
Oh, yes, if you mean look after his pigs as well as run the rest of this farm.
Stay there. Won't be long.
Hello, love.
Mum, how much room have we got in the freezer?
What, in the dairy or in the house?
Both. I've been going through our stock at the shop.
Oh, yeah. Our sausage and pork produce. If we do have to take them off the shelves.
If? When, you mean?
Tony.
There's going to be much more than we can freeze on site, so we'll have to work out something.
Yes, I know.
Unless we can relabel it somehow and sell it at a discount.
We still don't know, love.
You better take it all off the shelf now and just dump it.
What? Tony, that's not very helpful.
Well, if you won't be able to sell it...
We still don't know for sure, not until after the Soil Association meeting.
Please, don't let's kid ourselves. The inspector made it plain enough when she was here.
There's still a chance they won't...
Pat, it's no use clutching at straws. The pigs are going to lose their organic status, so we better get used to it.
I suppose we need to be prepared for the worst.
But sausages in the shop are the least of our worries.
Tony.
Like, what do we tell all our big outlets? There's Underwood's, Great Gables,
Dad.
Howard Friend, the Bull, the Village Shop.
Dad, I know all that.
And that's just for the pork and sausages. If they decide to wreck the whole
Dad, please,
business...
I know.
It's not Helen's
fault, Tony.
No, and we all know whose fault it is, don't we? I'm going to try and call him again.
Yes, that's it. You're quite safe.
So how are they doing?
Oh.
They're settling in all right?
Well, they seemed a bit worried at first. They stayed in a huddle, peeping out from under the shelter.
Yeah.
But they're starting to explore a bit now.
Ah, so I see.
The one with the black nose seems the boldest.
They've all got black noses.
No. His is definitely blacker than the rest.
Okay.
Or hers.
Mum, whatever you do, don't start giving them names.
Of course not.
Well, their run looks good and solid anyway.
Yes. And you're right. They're much better off here than stuck in the kitchen.
If they're going to learn to forage again, fend for themselves.
Yes. Well, lunch is all ready.
Oh, great.
Was that Adam you were talking to on the phone?
Yeah, he wants me to help with the maize.
Are you ready to start sowing?
Tuesday, he reckons. He wants to get it all done by the end of the week.
So, more night shifts.
Well, Jeff's still not up for working night, so I'm going to do a few hours on the roller.
Not too late, I hope.
Nah, it's just the odd night. I don't mind.
Do you think Adam's trying to impress his new manager?
Charlie.
Jenny says he's keeping them all on their toes.
Yeah, I think you might be right there, Mum.
Oh, and did you ask Adam if he'd heard anything more about the new road scheme?
No.
probably doesn't know much.
No, Brian's the one who's been acting a bit fishy.
So you said.
But he still claims to know nothing, so...
Oh, look. There he goes, my brave little black nose. He's having a good look round.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
You. You been a good boy?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Really? Truly?
Yeah.
You've been looking after Mummy, haven't you?
I'm going to get my fat cat.
All right.
So, how are things down at the farm?
Oh, Dad ranting and raving at Tom, and Mum looking pale and tired and worried.
No more news?
No, no change. We don't know what's happening. We'll have to wait for the meeting on Tuesday.
Hmm.
Though Dad thinks it's a foregone conclusion. As far as the pigs are concerned, at least.
No. Look, you sit down, I'll get us a drink.
Please.
Oh, darling, I hate seeing you stressed out like this. And I don't think it's fair that you should be.
Well, it affects my business too.
Yes. Well, I can see it's very embarrassing for your parents to be called out like this.
Well, and for me. In the shop, what do I say to our customers?
Yes, I know.
And it's not just embarrassing. It could cost us a lot of money. If we don't sell any of our pork products, I mean, not to mention the damage to our brand reputation.
Okay, well, I do understand all that, but if it does only affect the pigs, well, that's mostly Tom's problem, isn't it?
Well...
So, it'll affect you in the short term, yes. It's going to be a nuisance.
Nuisance?
But it's hardly going to bankrupt you, is it?
Look, I know you're just trying to make me feel better.
Ah, well, that's my whole mission in life, isn't it?
Well, that's nice. But it's not that simple, Rob.
Darling, cheer up. Let's consider the very worst case scenario. You lose your organic status for the whole farm.
Rob, it could still happen. Seriously.
All right, but unlikely that may be. Supposing you did.
Oh, I don't even want to go there.
Why? It would mean some big changes for you, of course.
Changes?
But it needn't be the end of the world for Bridge Farm. Because it's true. If you think about it carefully, it might be a new opportunity.
Oh, where on earth?
Pat!
Oh, in here!
Pat, oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm trying to sort out Tom's order books.
Why, what's the point?
I can't get into his computer, but if I can work out which of his customers he's supplied recently, at least we'd know the size of the problem. Assuming the worst does happen.
It's not up to us.
I can't work out his filing system.
So leave it. You're wasting your time.
But if you're so sure that the committee will decide against us...
What happens here at Sawyer's Farm isn't our responsibility.
Tony,
it's just... Tom's business. It's for him to come back and deal with it.
Tony... I am just as cross with Tom as you are, of course I am. But you shouting and stomping about the place isn't going to help. In fact, it's only making things worse.
All right.
At least I'm trying to do something constructive here. Even if I'm not getting very far.
So, let's put this lot away and go back for some lunch. I'll give Morris a call tomorrow morning, tell him the latest.
Maybe that would be best.
He needs to be told anyway. And he'll know his way round Tom's paperwork, which of his customers to contact, if... when the manure starts to fly.
Yeah.
Where does this lot go?
There. On the bottom shelf.
Pat, I know you think I'm coming down too hard on him.
No. I'm not trying to defend his behaviour.
And his double standards. With my cows, remember all that fuss he made over my one reactor, which wasn't even infected.
Yes. And the E. coli.
Yes.
It was quick enough then to heap the blame onto Clary, telling me we ought to sack her.
That's what I mean. If that wasn't bad enough, we so very nearly went under.
Don't remind me.
But this... this could be even worse. What if it's not just the pigs? What if we lose our organic status completely?
I don't have to tell you how much this means to them, Rob. The sacrifices they've made, how hard they've worked and slaved to stay organic.
Of course, and I truly admire them for it.
I mean, to Mum and Dad, it's so much more than just a business. It's their whole life.
Yeah, and I know how much it means to you as well.
Yes.
Even more, perhaps. As you're the future of Bridge Farm, you and Tom.
So how can you say losing our organic status might not be such a big thing?
Look, I know it's hard for you to even go there. And it really eats me up to see you upset and worried like this.
Can you blame me, though?
But isn't it true that sometimes the things we fear most turn out to be not so very terrible after all? In fact, they can even be liberating. They can open new doors, turn your whole life around.
Oh, it doesn't feel liberating to me.
Not yet. Look at me. Not so very long ago, my life was a complete mess. I knew things were wrong with me and Jess. I was scared of losing her. I went on desperately trying to hold things together. Then you came along, and now I've never been happier.
Oh, well, me neither. But it's not really the same.
Isn't it? There are you and your family, bravely clinging on to your organic ideals. Lord knows this food production business is hard enough at the best of times. Even for me, with my cutting-edge high-tech production facility, I get Charlie Thomas knocking on my door, ticking me off over petty details.
So it's tough, but...
Yeah, so why try and do it with one hand tied behind your back? Why give yourself another layer of bureaucracy and regulations to deal with? Chasing after some worthy but unrealistic ideal.
Just because an ideal is hard to achieve, is that a reason not to keep trying?
Helen, my love, you and your family have spent the last few years lurching from one crisis to another. TB, E. coli, now this.
Well, the TB had nothing to do with us being organic, nor did the E. coli.
Yeah, but it certainly didn't make things easier, did it?
No.
Is that what you want for the next 30, 40 years? Is that what you want for us? For Henry?
Oh, of course not. But I'm not ready to give up either.
Sweetheart, you're a fighter and I love you for it. Strength isn't just about pressing on regardless. It's also about knowing when to stop, when to change course.
Well, yes, perhaps.
Yeah, so, try and stop worrying. Whatever happens, you know I'll be right here to support you.
Honestly, I can't see any difference since yesterday.
Well?
Or the day before, come to that.
They've got the underfloor heating down.
Yeah, finally.
I'd say that's some progress. It's a big job.
It's like being under siege, Adam. And that blasted radio playing out non-stop.
So, where's the boss?
Buddy, troubleshooting another job.
Okay.
So we're stuck with Big Steve and Little Steve, our comedy double act.
They seem like pretty hard workers.
Well, yes, they are.
So, take a deep breath and remember you're paying for top quality.
You've been talking to your mother.
Anyway, just so as you know, I'm going to be up on Topfield again tonight.
Oh, I thought that was already.
I had another look today and, well, I reckon it could use a final go with a cultivator. Then we start drilling tomorrow.
Fair enough. Do you want a hand?
Thanks, but...
Yes, I know. Your mum's banned me from going anywhere near a tractor.
How's the leg?
Oh, but it's not so bad. I mean, quite a lot better, in fact.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, no thanks to Steve and Steve and all their stuff lying about. Hall is like an obstacle course. Look, there.
What?
At the window. Look, it's back again.
A robin?
Big Steve has been feeding it crumbs from his sandwiches. Now it thinks it owns the place.
Is that a big problem?
Well, of course, if we ask Jenny, she'll say it's terribly sweet. To me, it feels as if the whole house has been taken over.
So I asked her to take just half an inch more off the back this time. Do you think it works, Helen?
Yes.
I think it really suits you.
Definitely.
Oh, good. I wanted to try something a bit different.
And yours looks very nice too, Gran.
Oh, just the same old thing for me. But it was very kind of Linda to take me in.
Oh, Peggy, you know you're more than welcome any time.
Well, if you hold on, Gran, I'm nearly ready.
I wanted something different for next week.
Oh?
My birthday. Robert's got plans.
Oh, yes?
He's got Fallon involved, apparently.
Yes, but that's all I know. Most intriguing. What with that and my visit to Chelsea with Lillian.
Oh, of course.
Opening day of the show, so we'll be some of the first to see the winning gardens.
Yes, lucky you.
Well, there's no other show quite like it, is there? All those talented designers. I'm sure I'll come home with lots of exciting ideas for my own garden.
Lillian's looking forward to it too.
Yes. Oh, and while we're in London, we're going to be seeing James and Leonie. We're parking the car there.
Oh.
Do give them my love.
We will.
Leonie must be near her due date now.
Oh, getting nearer. So excited.
Well, I hope you have a lovely day. I have some very happy memories from my times at Chelsea with Jack.
Yes, of course. It is the place to go to see new colours and varieties. Everything. Alpines to begonias. I can't wait.
I find it harder to remember the names these days.
Well, of course, plants have always been my big passion.
OK, Gran, I'll be closing up in 5 minutes.
That's fine, dear.
Right, I've got more shopping to do and I must pick up my raincoat from the dry cleaners.
I'll just have to cash up. And then...
Oh, Helen, while I'm here, can you save me a nice pork joint for the weekend?
Pork?
Not too big. Just enough for the two of us. I'll pick it up on Saturday morning.
Saturday?
Is that all right? Kirsty's usually quite happy to do it for me.
Yes, yes. It's just, as far as the pork goes, we may have a bit of a supply problem.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's only temporary and hopefully it'll be fine anyway. It'll sort itself out.
Oh. So when will you know?
Tomorrow, perhaps, or Wednesday.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call then.
Yep. Do that.
Bye then, Peggy.
Bye. Thanks again. Have a lovely day tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Bye.
Bye. Right, I'm nearly done. That must be Rob. Do you mind if I just...
No, of course. You go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, you know. Did he manage to pick up Henry all right?
Uh-huh, yeah, he's fine. We just got back.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm about to leave now. I'm dropping Gran off at the lodge.
Peggy?
She's had her hair done.
Okay.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Hey, look, how about this? Why don't I bring Henry down and meet you there?
Gran's?
Yeah, well, not for long, just for a chat. It'd be nice. She and I haven't had a chance to catch up for a while.
Adam?
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Oh, not so bad. Just stopped to check the tines.
It's a nice evening for it.
Yeah. Yeah, the soil's warming up nicely. You should be ready to go tomorrow.
You had anything to eat yet? You must be getting hungry.
Oh, a snack in the cab.
Well, look, I mean, why don't you nip back now? Let me take this over. Go on. I'm quite happy to do an hour or so. Anything to get away from that nightmare kitchen.
And how does Mum feel about this?
Well, she doesn't have to know, does she?
Ah.
She's gone to see Lillian, and I'll be done before she's back. So how about it?
So nice of you to call in.
You're sure it's not inconvenient?
I'm glad of the company. Oh, there's the kettle.
You stay there, Gran. I'll do it.
No, let me.
Oh. All right.
You know where everything is.
I'll find it.
Thank you, Rob.
And it's a treat for Henry, too. You like visiting your great-grandma, don't you, old fella?
Yes.
If you look on the top shelf, you'll find some biscuits.
Oh, you hear that, Henry? Do you want one?
Yes, please.
Just one?
Oh, lucky boy. There you go.
Thank you, Rob.
You promised to eat your supper.
So, Helen, what are these supply problems you were talking about to Linda?
Oh,
with the pork.
That, yes.
Is it because Tom's still away that you're having difficulties?
Well, that's partly why.
So you haven't heard?
Heard what?
Oh, sorry, perhaps I shouldn't have said.
No, it's all right.
What's this all about?
We had an organic inspection last week and they found, well... Tom had been giving the wrong feed to his pigs.
What, you mean non-organic?
Yep, and not just the odd bag, a whole batch. So the inspector recommended that the pigs lose their organic status.
Oh, dear.
They haven't decided yet. We'll know for certain in the next day or two. So that's why I can't sell the pork.
Ah.
I can't understand why he'd do something quite so stupid.
It's very unlike him to be so careless.
I can't get hold of him to ask.
No.
I'm afraid it could get even worse, Gran. There's just a chance we could end up losing our organic status for the whole farm.
I see.
It is only a small chance, Helen.
Yep, and we're hoping and praying it doesn't come to that.
Well, I'm really glad you told me.
But poor Mum and Dad. They're in a terrible state.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry for you all, of course.
But, as I've been saying to Helen, maybe they shouldn't be worrying quite so much. Worse things could happen.
Oh, I don't know, Rob.
They've worked hard to keep their organic label, but I'm sure they'd survive without it. And who knows, they might even find life easier.
What do you think, Gran?
Well, this may not be what you want to hear, Helen. But, you know, I've had my doubts about the value of your organic status for some time.
Well, yes, I suppose, but...
If you remember, I supported Tom when he decided to drop the organic label on his ready meals.
Yes.
One lesson I learned from Jack. In this kind of situation, you should always think with your head, not your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it always pays to take advice from people who really know their business.
Brian!
Oh, hello. I'm sorry if I interrupted your supper.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Thanks for coming back up.
I couldn't quite follow you on the phone. It was such a bad signal. So, what's the problem?
Your mother.
Ah.
She came back early and caught me red-handed.
Okay.
She saw the tractor lights, found an empty house, then got straight on the phone to me and read the riot act. Practically blew my ear off.
Okay, well, I did try and warn you.
Yes, all right. Can't I even spend the odd hour on a tractor if I choose?
That's strictly between you and Mark.
Well, if it means you have to work even longer hours...
Oh, don't worry about me, I'm fine. I just don't want you getting into trouble.
Bit late for that, I'm afraid. Now she's caught me out, I'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, well, I'll take over now. You'd better go on inside.
Okay. All quiet.
Are you sure? Do I need to go up again?
Darling, Henry's fine. I left his nightlight on. You sit here and relax.
Oh, relax.
Drink up your wine. Forget about the pigs.
Well, after what Gran said...
No, sorry, that was my mistake. Shouldn't have mentioned it in front of her.
No, that's not your fault. She had to find out.
I have to say, I didn't realise she had quite such strong views on the subject.
No.
But you know, I've always had enormous respect for your grandmother. She's a wise old bird. She's got no axe to grind. I think the family ought to listen to what she's got to say.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey.
Rob, I don't want to say anything about this to Mum and Dad.
No, of course not.
It's not going to help things.
Oh, sorry. Business.
All right.
You just stay there and unwind. I won't be long. Hey, Tom. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Are you alone? Is this about time?
No, it's fine. What can I do for you?
I need some more advice and to ask you a favour.
Well, all right, but before we go any further, you need to know what's happened.
Yes, I already know. I've just picked up Dad's messages.
Oh, well, in that case...
And yes, I totally messed up over the feed. I can't believe I was so stupid. Such a dumb thing to do.
Certainly a case of bad timing.
It was a massive screw-up. I should never have risked it. And I need to come back and sort it all out.
Well, you may still be lucky. The committee might let you off.
No chance. I've broken rule number one and they know it. They'll take away my status. And the buck stops with me. That's one reason I called. I'm guessing I'm Ambridge's most hated person right now.
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as that.
It's okay, Rob. No need to spare my feelings.
Well, look, as far as the family's concerned, I'll do all I can to smooth things over.
Thanks. I appreciate it. But I think it's probably too late.
Well, maybe not.
There is something you could do for me, though. That advice I was talking about?
Mm-hmm. Sure, just say the word.
I've got some tough choices to make about where I go from here. And I need to make them fast.
Okay, well, better fill me in.
Before I do, can you not tell anyone I've called? Nobody at all.
If that's how you want it, yeah, okay, Tom, that's fine. How can I help?
Oh, my goodness, Lillian. Just look at it all.
It's fabulous, darling.
So much to see. Where do we even start?
Oh, you better tell me.
Well, first of all, we must visit the winning. Lillian.
Hmm? Oh, sorry, darling. I'm just sending James a text.
Oh.
I hope we didn't make him too late for work.
Oh, no. He seemed very relaxed about it. And Leonie said he often works from home on a Tuesday.
And I want you to thank him again for the wonderful breakfast.
Oh, I know. They did look after us well, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to see Leonie blooming, both of them so excited and positive about the birth.
Yeah.
And so sweet of them to ask us back for supper, as if they hadn't already seen enough of us for one day.
There. Well, now, that's done. Let's enjoy the show. So, hot news.
Well, we must visit the medal-winning gardens first. And as it's the first day, I'm hoping we may get a chance before all the big crowds arrive.
Well, tell me more.
Well, best in show is the Laurent Perrier garden. You must see that. It's by Luciano Jubilé.
Woohoo! Yes, yeah, champagne.
And, of course, there's No Man's Land, the First World War garden. I'm very keen to see that.
Barbed wire and shell craters?
No. No, Lillian. Lots of interesting wildflowers grew in No Man's Land. Listen, The garden highlights the way in which the landscape of the Western Front, though scarred and changed forever, has regenerated.
Hmm, yeah, well, sounds like a must.
Oh, and there's Alan's garden, from the moors to the sea, a celebration of Britain in bloom.
Alan who?
Oh, please. Oh, no. Not my hay fever.
Halden Town Hall, March 78. Borchester Pavilion, 77.
Oh, yeah, shame I missed that gig.
Felpersham Rugby Club.
Oh, yes, the Midlands' hottest venue back then. Oh,
what do you know?
Well, if you played it, then...
Can't say I remember doing it, though.
Well, blanked it out, I guess.
Oh, I do remember this one.
Oh, yeah?
Leighton Cross, July 79. British Legion Hut. Hassanite Nobby fell off the stage.
Nobby?
Yeah, our bass player.
Oh, yeah, born again Nobby.
Yeah, it was a nasty one. We thought he'd bust his fender.
Golden memories, eh?
Laugh all you like. These tapes are part of my life's journey. All that's left of my musical career.
So can we hear it then? The falling off the stage bit.
Hear it? No! These tapes aren't for playing.
Why not?
Well, they're too precious. Last time I tried one, it unspooled all over the place and jammed at the player.
Kenton?
Here they are.
Hello.
Hi. I was coming by, so I thought I'd drop in.
Yes, the bar arrangements for your festival.
Mm. Is it a good time to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, go on. I can spare him for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
So what's all this, Mum?
Oh, it's my old tape from the band.
Oh.
You've heard the sad news?
Oh, yes.
So that's effing it?
Yeah, afraid so.
Yes, the Midnight Walkers have moved on to that great gig in the sky. Well, literally, in the case of the keyboard player.
So I heard.
Yeah, and the drummer's moved on to a grunge band.
No, thrash metal, Kenton. Danish.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'd love to play lots first, Elizabeth, but... Oh, there you go.
Yes, I'm sorry, though. It's a shame. Shall we talk about these bars?
Yeah, sure. Come on back and I'll make us a coffee.
Great. I wrote down a few...
Oh, well.
Mum.
Yeah, best put these back safe. Some of them look as if they're about to fall apart.
You really wanted to play Luxfest, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Would have been nice. It would have been great to have us all back together again up on the stage.
Well, so you're still a great musician? You've got an amazing voice. Why not go solo?
No, I'm a group player. I couldn't hack it solo. No, it's time to put this lot away and get back to me day job.
Togging Kyo, A Paradise on Earth by Ishihara Kazuyuki.
Pardon?
Achoo! Oh, it's all so clever and creative. What an original use of moss. I know when I go home, my own little patch will seem dull and ordinary by comparison.
Oh, what nonsense, darling. You've got the most glorious garden. Well, all those wonderful herbs and
shrubs and roses
well,
and things.
You're very kind, but I know I could do better. I've spent years struggling with my agapanthus.
You what, darling?
African lilies. Hilary Noakes says they're easy to grow, and her garden's full of them, of course, but mine never seem to thrive. I can't work out what I'm doing wrong.
Oh.
I'm almost on the point of giving up.
Give up? No.
Though, if I could find an expert in the pavilion to give me some advice. Oh, that might be rather dull for you, though, when there's so much else to do. Lillian?
Hmm? No. No, 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 not dull at all.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Lillian?
It's James.
Well, what about him?
Oh, it's probably nothing, just me being neurotic. I shan't bore you with it now.
No, no. If something's worrying you, we must get to the bottom of it. Come on. Let's find somewhere we can sit down, shall we?
So, if we have our real ale bar next to the official Shire's tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Sounds good.
And then a separate cocktail bar somewhere away from the main stage?
You're sure you can manage them both?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No worries. We'll use casual staff.
It'll have to be good. There'll be lots of competition from other bars.
Well, I'll sit down with Jolene and we'll come up with a detailed plan.
Thanks. That'd be great.
So, everything else on track?
Touch wood. Though, I called Tony last night. We've lost our hog roast supplier and I was wondering if he knew another company, you know, with all their pork contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, well, he was almost rude about it.
Oh, strange.
Yeah, then he practically hung up on me.
Ma'am?
Hello, love. You still here?
Yeah.
Did you find your post?
Oh.
I don't know why they keep sending it here.
Junk mail. But guess who gave me a call?
Who?
Dad.
Oh, what did he want?
Just a chat, but I mentioned what had happened with the walkers to him, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He knew you'd be cut up about it, missing your big comeback at Lock's Fest.
Yeah, well.
The walkers weren't your only band, Mum.
No, no, they weren't.
So what I thought was, why don't you give him a call?
I suppose what started it off was seeing James and Leonie this morning. Leonie looking so lovely and serene.
Oh, yes, wasn't she?
Reminded me when I was carrying James all those years ago. There I was, married to Ralph. A man 22 years older than me, Linda.
Well, that's not so very unusual.
No, but the thing about Ralph, well, he was very much the strong, wealthy, alpha male, you know, top dog. And I've come to realise over the years that one reason I chose him was, well, for me, he was always a bit of a father figure.
Ah. Well, you wouldn't be the first.
No. It's sad, but I was never able to look up to my own father in the same way. Bless him. Poor old Dad. But with the booze and the gambling, Mum had to be really tough. He wasn't such a great role model for Tony either.
Well, of course, the joys of parenthood do come with their responsibilities, Jack.
Yes, and that's what's worrying me. I mean, how will James face up to those responsibilities? What sort of father will he be? How will he cope?
Lillian.
Hauling a buggy around, dealing with sleepless nights, living with all the noise and clutter and mess.
Look, Lillian, I think you're getting anxious for no reason at all.
Oh, that's sweet of you,
no,
darling.
No, I mean it.
You know, I'm not sure if he has the slightest idea how much his life will change.
Never mind all that. You saw him this morning. Don't you think he's changed?
Ugh.
You saw how caring and attentive he was to Leonie. He couldn't be more committed if he tried. He's been to all her antenatal classes.
Oh, you think that's enough?
Oh, I'll go further than that. All my instincts tell me, and they're hardly ever wrong about this, they are telling me that he's going to be absolutely besotted with this child.
Really?
Oh, yes. You'll see. He'll be the proudest, most hands-on father you can possibly imagine.
Anyhow, I gave Wayne a call.
Oh, how was he?
Good. He's still with Emmy, working hard at the bakery.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we had a nice chat. Fallon was right. He still plays the odd gig now and then, pubs mostly.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah. Bands calling him from time to time.
He's like me. He didn't play solo.
And what does he call himself these days? Is it Wayne Tucson or Wayne Rogers?
Oh, I don't know.
You know. Just so I know which name to look out for at the next Brit Awards.
Kenton.
Genuine question.
Anyhow, the point is, Wayne says he'd still be up for a spot at Loxfest as an honorary midnight walker. Maybe it could just be the two of us. As a duo. So what do you think?
Cooey! Linda!
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. This pavilion's enormous.
Well, don't worry. I've been enjoying these wonderful agapanthus.
Oh.
Did you find your clematis?
Well, I had a look at the two new cultivars, Sally and Edda, and thought, no, a little too flamboyant. That's a very unusual colour for an agapanthus.
Glad you like it, because I ordered one for you.
Oh! Oh, Lillian, that is kind of you. There was no need.
No, really, darling, you made me feel so much better.
Oh, I'm very glad about that. I'm sure I'm right. You just wait and see.
When our new little grandchild is born.
Yes. I can't wait.
Anyway, it's hardly up to me, is it?
No, but I'd like to know how you feel about it. Wayne being my ex and all. Kenton?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, if it's something that you'd like to do, love.
Well, yeah. I reckon I might give it a try.
In fact, why stop at a duo?
Because no one else can do it.
No. I mean, why not revive the band by bringing in some younger members?
Younger?
Hmm.
Well, Emmy's son, Rollo, he's a musician.
There you go. You just need ones who aren't about to drop dead or fall off the stage. I mean, come on, if Bucks Fizz can do it...
Bucks Fizz?
Or The Who? Or Kate Bush? Why not The Walkers?
Yeah.
And there are all these talented young kids around. I mean, Fallon must have a whole load of contacts.
You might be onto something there, Kenton.
New band? New look? New songs?
We'd still have time to do it.
So what's stopping you?
Brian? What is it? Why
are
they...
Where are those pills?
Pills?
Yeah, the painkillers. I can't find them.
Why? What's the matter?
It's nothing. I just...
Oh, nothing. It's your sciatica again, isn't it?
No, I just can't get to sleep.
It is, isn't it?
Well, it's not bad. It's just a twinge.
Well, I'm sorry, but you've only got yourself to blame.
Living on a building site.
Oh, come on.
All the noise and mess. Almost everywhere I go, I seem to trip up on something.
Oh, that's not true. Buddy and Steve's are very neat and careful.
Ah, got them.
Good. Now, please, come on back to bed.
Sorry if I woke you. I just couldn't get to sleep.
Oh, no. Me neither.
Thought I'd try some chamomile. You want some?
Thanks.
We're not the only ones up late. Someone's still out working on the estate.
Yeah.
See the lights?
Must be Adam, drilling his maize. I think David's on the roller.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'd swap places with either of them right now.
Oh, Tony.
Well, I'd sooner be out there getting a job done than lying awake worrying.
You too.
God knows what we'll find out when we open that letter tomorrow.
And there's nothing we can do. You'd be much better off sleeping the time away.
If I could just understand why. What made Tom do it? Why he was so careless and irresponsible?
Look, I'm too tired to think about it now. I just wish he'd come home.
Oh. 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 Brian? Oh. Oh, it's the alarm. It's the alarm.
Oh, no. Hell.
Brian, somebody's broken in. It's a burglar. They must be downstairs.
All right, they come.
But you...
It's probably nothing.
Oh, Shouldn't we call the police?
No. You wait. Don't do anything yet.
Be careful.
You stay there, darling. I'll go and have a look. Well, you! I should have guessed.
Brian, are you all right?
Yes, it's fine. You can come in.
You sure?
Yes, yeah, a false alarm. Just hold on while I turn this off.
What's a false alarm, then?
Yeah, it's nothing to be frightened of. Come and see for yourself.
Kind of false alarm. Well, what's happened?
There, look. That's your burglar.
Oh, the robin.
Yeah, the wretched bird must have got shut in here last night. And when it began to get light, it must have woken up and started flying around.
Yes.
And tripped the alarm sensor.
Oh, you poor little thing.
Well, the bird's fine. He's just a bit confused.
Oh, Brian.
All right. Look, you stay there. I'll open the windows.
Well, be careful. Try not to frighten it.
There.
Go on, it's all right. You can get out now. Come on. Oh, yes.
There it goes. See? Perfectly happy. I'm the one you should be feeling sorry for.
Oh, darling.
I'd only just got to sleep because of this damn sciatica.
You can't blame the poor robin.
I know exactly who's to blame. Big Steve. If he hadn't encouraged you to come inside...
Come on, that's hardly fair.
It's bad enough having no peace in the daytime. Now I'm not allowed to sleep either.
I was a few minutes late picking him up, but by the time I got there, he was much better.
Always the way.
Yeah. I can leave Anya until after lunch, but could you have Henry for an hour or two later this afternoon? He probably just needs a sleep.
Yeah, we can manage that.
Are you sure, Mum?
Yes, I'm fine. Took me a while to get to sleep last night.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Jennifer's dropping Peggy round for coffee after lunch.
Really?
Yeah, she needs some work done on her garden. Or a fence. She wants to talk to Dad about it.
Pat!
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
It's here. It's come. The letter.
Oh. Okay.
So, shall we open it?
Do you want to?
No, you.
Right. Okay. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Archer...
Tony?
Well, that's it.
What?
Dad?
Tony, what does it say?
It's just as we thought. We've lost our organic status for the pigs.
But what about the rest of the farm? The shop?
Hang on. No. No, we're all right.
Really?
Yes. It's... only the pigs. The rest of the business isn't affected.
Oh, Mum. Oh, thank heavens.
Such a relief. I've been so...
Oh, Mum.
I don't know what we'd have done.
Look. We can stop worrying now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, all right. As far as that goes, we can.
I've already taken most of our pork produce off the shelves, and our regular customers know there's a supply problem.
Yes, I know. It could be so much
and
worse.
And as for the pigs, we'll manage.
Well, I'm glad somebody's confident.
So we'll just have to make a plan. Put that side of the business on hold until Tom gets back.
It's our little treat, darling, to make up for last night.
Oh, thanks.
So they're keeping us at table. Let's relax and enjoy our drink and Ian's lovely food. And we can take as long as we like. Let's pretend we're on holiday.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Somewhere far away with a nice, clean, empty kitchen.
Oh, please, can we forget about that and talk about something else? Now, why not try the sea bass?
Oh, I don't know.
Or you could always make do with a goat's cheese salad.
I feel so tired, I can't even think about food.
Oh, I spoke to Clary yesterday, and she doesn't want our old kitchen.
Oh, dear.
So, it'll have to stay in the shed a bit longer.
Mm.
Oh, and I had a long chat with Buddy this morning, a sort of, strategy meeting.
Uh-huh.
And he says once they've got the floor down, it'll all go much quicker. With any luck, they might even finish ahead of schedule.
Is that what he said?
Yes, so don't despair.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Though,
Of course, there are still one or two final decisions to be made. Do we want brass door furniture or ceramic? Gosh, it's such a difficult one, isn't it? Now, all the silk or eggshell finish for the joinery. Well, I know you'll say you can't tell the difference, so look, I did bring some samples. Brian? Oh.
So, you're talking about a handrail?
Just something to hold on to when the path's slippery, if you think that's possible.
Yes, I see. Tony?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure it is, Mum.
Of course, I'm not expecting you to rush over and do it for me today.
OK.
Perhaps you could get Mike to have a look at it.
Yes. Yes, Mike's your man.
Maybe this isn't such a good time to talk about it.
No. It's fine.
Actually, Mum, since you asked...
Tony!
We just heard this morning we've lost our organic status for the pigs.
Yes, I see.
Don't sound very surprised.
No, I... well...
What?
I heard about your organic inspection.
You heard?
Yes.
How?
Helen and Rob came over on Monday. Rob thought I knew anyway, so...
Rob!
So it all came out. And about yesterday's meeting. I'm sorry it went against you.
Well, you know who's to blame, don't you?
But it's only the pigs. It doesn't affect the rest of the business.
Well, that's something.
Oh, yes. I mean, it could have been an awful lot worse.
It's bad enough, Pat. And it's not my fault this time, Mum. It's Tom's.
Yes, yes, I realise it's Tom who's to blame. But perhaps I'll say now what I said to Rob and Helen. You may find it's not such a disaster after all.
What?
How do you mean?
Well, it might be an opportunity for you to think very carefully about the value of keeping your organic status.
Mum, are you serious?
Yes, or I wouldn't have said it.
And by think carefully, you mean that...
We give up everything we've worked for?
No, it doesn't have to mean that at all.
Grandma Peggy.
Well, hello, young man.
Hello. You feeling better, Henry?
Yes.
Are you going to stay here for a bit?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Gran.
Shall I bring his boots?
Can you leave them in the hall?
Okay.
Oh, is that Rob too?
Yep, he's dropping me off before he goes back to work. Sorry, did we interrupt something?
No.
We were talking about the pigs. Your gran thinks we should throw in the towel and give up our organic label.
Now, Tony, I didn't say that.
No, but that's what you meant, isn't it?
Tony, this isn't going to help.
Actually, Pat, perhaps I've stayed long enough. Do you mind?
No, of course not. I'll take you back. I'll find your coat.
Oh, it's all right, I'll come. Goodbye, Tony. Rob... Helen.
Bye.
Bye, Peggy.
Bye, Henry.
Bye, Granny.
Here's your coat, Peggy.
So, Helen.
Dad?
I gather you and your gran have already had this conversation.
Well...
Peggy did mention to us that she's had her doubts about the value of your organic status.
Oh, well, thanks for letting us know, Helen.
Dad, I didn't want to upset you.
And I have to say, I think she's got a point.
What?
Well... You could see what's happened as an exciting opportunity, a chance to think creatively and move forward.
You mean sell out to the cynical, money-grubbing agribusiness establishment?
You don't have to do that. You can still keep your low-input, high-quality trademark without being fully organic.
Oh, come on, that'd be giving up everything we've worked for, and you know it. Tell him I'm right, Helen. Helen?
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, Dad.
Oh, well, thanks.
Helen, sorry, we need to get off. If I'm going to drop you at the shop.
Yep, okay.
Helen!
I'll be in the car.
All right.
Bye, Henry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Henry, you be a good boy for Grandad.
Helen, wait here for 1 minute, please.
Dad?
You understand what I was saying?
Yes.
Oh, come on, I need more than that. Do you agree with me? Well...
Yes, I do.
You don't sound very convinced. Whose side are you on here?
Dad, it's not about sides. It's more complicated.
I asked you a simple question. What's your answer?
I'm on your side. Yours and Mum's.
Quite sure about that?
Yes.
You want us to stay organic, come what may?
Yes, of course I do.
Helen!
Dad! I've answered your question. What more can I say?
Whoops! Steady there. Oh. Oh, hi.
Busy?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I can see, hanging out here with your spiky little chums. You're as bad as mum.
I'm feeding them.
Oh, well. I mean, it's not like we have enough animals to feed round here.
Oh, but they're so funny. Scooting around, chasing each other, falling over. I could sit here all day.
Well, you better make the most of it.
Huh?
They're getting too big and lively for that pen. We'll have to let them out soon.
Yeah.
It's for their own good, love. They're big boys and girls now. They've got to learn to fend for themselves.
Okay.
Anyway, if you can bear to tear yourself away. Have you seen the Echo?
I've not had time to read it.
Okay, well, here, have a look at that.
Oh, the new road scheme.
Yeah, there's going to be a meeting.
County Council meeting next week.
And it's open to the public, so...
Does it give any more details?
Well, nothing we didn't already know. But we need to go along.
Definitely.
One of us, anyway.
Well, not just us. We need to have a really good turnout. As many as we can.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people will want to be there.
Well, you know what some people are like. They can't be bothered to turn out on a weekday night.
Yeah, right. So we need to do some calling round. Make sure everyone knows about it.
I mean, you can bet Linda will be straight onto it. All the usual suspects. But we need to have the farmers there too.
Landowners, yeah. I'll get on to it.
I'm sure Pat will want to be there.
If she can. It's not the best time for them.
I don't know about BL though. And what about Home Farm?
Yeah, well, after talking to Brian the other day...
Okay, but all he said to you was that he knows BL are buying up land in the area.
It was the way he said it.
But even if BL are up to something, that doesn't mean he's anything to do with it himself.
Brian? Well, not personally, perhaps.
And he keeps saying he's got no clout on the board anymore.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but... I don't know, I'd be surprised if he'd want to show his face at the meeting. Anyway, I'm off out soon to start the late shift on the roller.
Well...
Hopefully the last. Maybe I'll have another word with Adam, see if he's heard anything.
I could go up to Home Farm, tell Jennifer I'd like to see the kitchen or something.
Yeah?
And you're working tonight anyway. Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Then I could ask her about the meeting while I'm there. No reason why not, is there?
No, I suppose not.
It might be interesting to hear what she says.
Jenny?
Oh, hello.
Jenny, what's going on?
Oh, Buddy and the Steves are working late, so they can finish getting the floor down.
No. I mean...
It's exciting, isn't it? And it's so good of them to work overtime.
Jenny, look, I went to get the strimmer out of the machine shed and I could hardly get in there.
Oh.
I mean, it's full of our old kitchen. There's more stuff in there than ever.
Yes, I know.
Well, how much longer is he going to sit there and clutter up the shed?
Well, it's only in one corner. And it'd be wrong to throw it away.
Would it?
Well, yes. We must recycle it. There's plenty of life left in it.
Yeah, I dare say it'll see me out.
Oh, cheer up, darling. Sit down, have a drink.
No, not for me, thanks.
Well, come and see the new floor then. They've almost finished the grouting. It's glorious, Brian. I love it.
Good, but no thanks. I'll save that treat for later.
I've just had Ruth on the phone and she's coming to see it after supper.
She's coming all this way to look at a building site?
Yes.
Oh, well, whatever floats her boat, I suppose.
Brian, if you're hungry now, I can put something in the microwave.
Later. I'm going back outside to find some peace and quiet.
All ready to go.
Thanks for coming up, David. Jeff will be glad to see you.
Yeah, well...
He's been giving me that long-suffering look.
Well, if you've both been out here all day...
Since late morning, yeah.
So, just how much sleep have you had in the last 3 days?
Oh, enough.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Well, it's paying off. We're getting there.
Yeah, I can see. You've covered some ground today between you.
Yep, I'm hoping we'll see the back of it tonight.
So, how long are we talking about?
Another 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
If you're up for it, then I can tell Charlie we've finished ahead of schedule.
Score a few brownie points, eh?
Never hurts. Especially not with this guy. Mr. Timing is everything.
Yeah. Still, you seem a bit more relaxed about him now.
Do I?
Less paranoid?
Yeah, I don't know. Guess I'm getting to know him a bit more. Get the measure of him.
Yeah?
Yeah, though he's not an easy person to second guess. I mean, he doesn't give much away. And just between ourselves, I think he's been giving Rob quite a hard time over the dairy.
Really?
Well, really between the lines, from the odd comment Rob's made.
And there was me thinking Rob had that place running like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, me too.
But not quite well-oiled enough for Charlie Thomas, eh?
Well, that's my impression. I may be wrong.
Interesting.
Anyway, I'm not letting myself get too complacent. Well, let's get going, shall we?
Floor grouting's quite a, well, a tricky job to get right. But little Steve's a real expert. I think he's done it so well.
It's really looking great, Jennifer. I love the colour of the stone.
Real Umbrian limestone.
All the way from Umbria.
Yes. And it'll be warm under my feet in the winter and cool in the summer.
Will it?
Well, yes. It's got underfloor heating. It's going to be marvellous.
I bet it is.
Of course, it's all got to be resealed and polished, but, well, you can see how lovely it's going to be.
Oh, like a Venetian palace.
Maybe not quite as grand as all that, but let's say more like a Tuscan villa.
I get it.
No, really, once it's all done, it'll be a classic English farmhouse kitchen. Only so much nicer and better designed than our old one. Anyway, now that's all done, things will really begin to speed up. And they can start putting in the new unit. And my new Belfast sinks are going here. And the combination tap will be just there.
Oh.
And we'll have a choice of instant boiling, chilled, or sparkling water all on one tap.
Wow.
Be so convenient and energy saving as well.
You'll soon be wondering how you managed without it.
Well, yes. Oh, a bit of luxury perhaps, but well, I thought if we're going to bother, we might as well do it properly.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the tour, Jennifer.
Oh, won't you stay and have another drink, Ruth?
No, thanks. I've got a milk tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes, of course. And David, I suppose, is out all hours with the roller, and you must be like ships that pass in the night.
Feels a bit like that sometimes.
Well, it was very sweet of you to pop in.
Jennifer, before I go, yeah. You've seen the notice in the paper about the road meeting?
Yes, I have.
David and I are going to be there, and we're trying to get as many people along as we can. I don't know if you were thinking of going?
Oh, well, to be honest, Ruth, I've not really had a chance to even think about it.
No?
Well, with all this going on, the builders, the house is upside down, it's been hard to make any plans at all.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, Brian! Brian, we've got a visitor!
Hi, Brian.
Oh, Ruth, hello. Hope you're wearing your hard hat. At least the ceiling falls on your head.
As you can guess, Brian's finding it all a bit of a strain.
I was hoping if I had a glass or two of whiskey, it would all go away, but no.
Well, Ruth thinks the floor looks absolutely lovely, don't you, Ruth?
Yeah, I do.
You wouldn't dare to disagree.
Oh, darling.
No, I'm really impressed. And good luck with it all.
Oh, well, thanks.
We're going to need it.
But I'd better get off. I'll see you both soon. Bye.
Bye, Ruth.
And before you ask me again, yes, I do like the new floor.
Brian, she asked me about the council meeting next week and this supposed road scheme.
Did she?
And I wasn't sure what to say. I mean, have you heard any more?
No, I haven't. And I really do know nothing about it.
Nothing at all? I mean,
Jenny, as far as BL's concerned, nobody tells me anything.
Did you see the road, dear? Down in the corner?
Yeah. Cheeky or what?
Couple of hinds. They didn't seem in the least bit bothered by it.
Taking a shortcut down to the wood.
Yep.
And the barn owl's around again.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Just caught a glimpse of it down by the margins.
Nice.
It's amazing how crowded it gets out here, even at this time of night.
Yeah. Looks like we've got some more company.
Is that who I think it is?
Chum. What's he up to now?
Hey, come on, relax.
I can't believe it's just a social call.
Insomnia?
Hello?
Hi.
And I thought you were hard at work.
Yeah, we are.
Not hanging out over a thermos. Gossiping.
Yep, hands up, Gov. It's a fair cop.
It was David. He talked me into it.
Okay, I'll let you off this time.
You want some?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
So, why aren't you at home, tucked up in bed?
Me? I can't afford to sleep. Been playing darts in Pennyhasset.
Darts?
Yeah, just with a couple of mates.
Who won?
I lost. So I thought I'd spin by and offer you some moral support. How's it going?
Yeah.
Pretty well. We're on the home stretch now.
Great.
A couple more hours and we'll be all done.
Really? Well, that's excellent. You must have been pushing it hard.
Oh, we've kept at it.
Yep. Adam here has hardly slept at all these last few days.
That's not quite true.
Well done anyway. You should give yourself a lion tomorrow.
Yeah. Go on. You deserve it.
Be nice, but I'll need to get back to the strawberries.
No rest, eh?
Okay, well, don't let me hold you guys up.
My blood sugar needs an emergency top-up. Do you want a biscuit, Adam?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. Well, I'll be ready when you are.
Okay.
Hey, Adam. It's great to see the job done in such good time.
Thanks.
Well, it's in my own interest. If you break a leg or go off sick, then we'll really be in trouble.
I'll bear that in mind.
So, tomorrow, when all this is out of the way, I'll buy you a drink.
Oh. Okay.
No, you've really taken on board what I've been saying. It's the least I can do.
That was Morris again. He is not a happy man.
So, no change there?
Oh, Pat.
So, is it anything we don't already know about, or...?
You can see his point. He's got all this meat up at Sawyer's he doesn't know what to do with. A cold store half full of organic labelled sausages he can't shift.
So, what did you tell him?
Same as before. He'll have to wait and talk to Tom about it.
That's not being very helpful.
What else can I say? I don't have the answers. I can't just wave a magic wand and make all his problems go away.
Yes, all right.
Got a big enough mess to deal with down here. A whole herd of pigs that are suddenly non-organic, but have still got to be fed and mucked out and looked after.
I know.
Mum?
Oh, hello, love.
Just dropped Henry at nursery.
Oh, is he better?
Yeah, he's fine. So, if you'd like a hand with the packing...
You sure?
Yep, if I can pick him up around 3.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll just finish doing this.
Oh, no, you go on, I'll finish off.
Really?
Yeah, Jazza will be back up in half an hour.
Okay, then.
I really don't know why we're bothering. We might as well send them all off to market and be shot at them.
What? Do you really think that?
If you can't sell the meat as organic...
So we'll have to sell it as non-organic.
Oh.
Or Tom will, but we can't make that choice for him.
Non-organic. Well, I'm sure that'd make Mum happy.
Tony, it's not about that.
And how would you feel about it, Helen?
Dad.
No, come on, I'd like to know.
Like Mum says, it's Tom's decision, not ours.
That's not what I asked.
And he won't have much choice, will he? If the pigs have lost their status.
But do you think your gran's right? We'd be better off without the organic label.
Tony. Oh, of course I do.
So you don't agree with Rob either? You think he's talking through his hat?
Dad, come on, that's not fair. I'm bound to listen to him, to consider what he says.
Leave it, Tony.
Well, she can't have it both ways. One of us has got to be wrong.
It's not as simple as that.
Oh?
So, Adam, here's to some very successful hard work.
Cheers.
You've done a really great job with the maze. Full marks.
Thanks.
And I'm glad we've been able to work so well together.
Well, I won't deny these last few weeks have been a bit of a learning curve for me.
That's the name of the game, Adam. Never stand still. You've got to keep moving forward, pushing the boundaries, squeezing out those extra margins.
I guess.
So sometimes it hurts, but no pain. It's what I've been trying to get over to Rob at Barrow Farm.
Huh?
Yeah, look, between ourselves, it's proving a bit of a tough one.
With Rod?
Yeah. Let's say I've found him just a little resistant to my suggestions.
Really?
I had him down as the kind of guy who was open to new ideas, who shared the same ideals.
So, Charlie, how would you describe your ideals?
Oh, you got me now. Okay, well, I believe in what I'm doing. It's not just about the money, though that's nice, of course. It's a whole lot more than that.
Meaning?
Where's the future, Adam? Our kind of farming. You know what's happened to land prices. There's loads of smart money going into the business, and for very good reasons.
So if you get it right, there are big profits to be made.
Yes, and it's a one-way ticket. There are 6 billion people out there, and counting. And they've all got to be fed. And we're the ones to do it. I mean, don't you get a thrill out of that? Doesn't it get the adrenaline pumping? It does for me, because every morning I wake up and I think, yes, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to be doing. Don't you feel the same?
Sometimes.
Well, you should. You and me, guys like us, we're right at the sharp end of the global economy. And what we do here now, in the green fields of England, somewhere down the line it can touch the lives of people in Beijing, Rio, Manila.
Yeah? Yes, you're right.
It's a fact. We're the good guys. We're not gambling with other people's money or chucking out consumer goods nobody needs. What we do, it's life or death. It really matters. Isn't that worth sitting on a tractor for a few extra hours?
I guess, if you put it like that, I'd have to say yes.
And it makes out it's a war between us, that the good organic guy's on one side and Rob and his evil bad is on the other. It's not like that. It's so much more complicated.
Well, we are talking about different mindsets.
Yeah, but they're not mutually exclusive. Yes, of course I believe in the organic ideal. It's worth fighting for. I'd never choose to give it up voluntarily, but when it comes down to it, we're all in the same business.
Is that what Rob's been saying?
Well, he does have a point. And he's not fighting us. In his own way, he's trying to be supportive. Can't you see that?
Well, as you say, nothing simple. It's all very complicated.
Hello?
What?
Mum?
Who is that?
Hi.
Tom!
Tom?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, Tom! Oh, I'm so pleased. I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah. I was going to call, but...
Yes. Why didn't you?
Never mind. You're back now. Oh, Tom, look at you. You're so pale and thin.
I'm fine.
You've not been looking after yourself, have you? You've lost weight.
Mum, I'm okay. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
Yes, you're right.
Tom!
We have.
Tom!
All right, just stay calm.
Tom! Dad, hi. Where have you been? Why haven't you answered my calls? Dad, if you just let me... Just what do you think you're playing at? You put us through all this stress and worry and now you come waltzing back in here like nothing's happened.
Tony, let's stay calm.
Have you heard about the pigs?
Yes, I heard. I got your messages.
And what have you got to say about it?
What can I say?
Well, you could start with an apology.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have risked using non-organic feed.
So
why? Did you do it, Tom?
I was running low and I was busy with the wedding and it was cheap.
Cheap?
It was only meant to be a stopgap. And it was a very stupid thing to do.
You're damn right it was.
Yes.
And you didn't have the guts to come back and face up to it.
I came back as soon as I could.
Oh, really? So what's been stopping
you? Yes, Tom. What's been keeping you away?
I've had things to do. Important things.
Important? Tell me what's more important than losing your organic label.
Dad, please. I messed up. I know. I'm not trying to get out of it.
I'm waiting for an answer.
Dad, let's give him a chance.
Listen to what he's got to say, Tony.
I'm not defending what I did. And I'm not trying to make excuses. But it's done now. I can't go back and change the past.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
Tony!
Dad, listen.
I can't change the past, Dad. I've come back here so we can talk about what happens next. About the future.
Oh, right. Well, we'll be lucky if this farm has a future at all after what you've done.
Tony, let's give him a chance to talk, shall we? And why are we all standing here? Let's go inside.
Well, it's been good.
Yes.
So let's do it again, yeah?
That'd be nice.
Even if I have to spend the next half hour catching up on my... Oh, no. It's that woman again.
Hmm?
Out there on the green.
Oh, Linda Snow.
Yeah, she's been asking me about this new road scheme. She's very persistent. She thinks because I work for Justin, I must have some inside information.
And do you?
Well, if I was to say no, would you believe me? Well, let's just say, we could be in for some interesting times.
Really?
Watch this space.
Oh, hi!
David, hi!
Hi. Hey, Adam, if it's okay with you, I'll sneak out the back way.
Yeah, good plan. Thanks again for the drink.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, and bye.
Bye.
So, drinks are on, Charlie.
Yeah.
Came in just too late, didn't I?
Yes.
How was it?
Okay. Yeah, he's got some interesting ideas. And he really cares about them.
Yeah?
Well, I'd say there's quite a lot more to him than I first...
Well, I just came in to try and drum up some support for the council meeting.
David, I don't know if I'll be there, but...
No, that's okay, I'll let you off.
Yeah, but Charlie, this is just a hunch.
Yeah?
Do you think he might know something about the new road?
Oh. Maybe.
Well, he's in with BL after all, and they've got their ear to the ground, I'm sure.
I've made some big mistakes. Terrible ones. And I don't think there's any way I can make up for them. And I've done some terrible things to all of you. And to Kirsty.
You know she's gone. Packed up her bags and left.
Poor girl.
Yes. Yes, I know.
How did you find out? Who told you?
I heard. I don't know if any of you will ever be able to understand or to forgive. I hope you will one day, but...
You're still our son, Tom. We're not going to abandon you.
Mum.
Whatever you've done, we still love you.
Thanks, Mum, but I'm not asking you to... There's one thing I know for sure. Things can never go back to the way they were.
Why not?
No. Too much has happened. It's too late for that. So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Well?
First of all, I'm going to sell up the ready meals business.
Sell up?
Tom, look.
Yes, I've already lined up a couple of buyers.
But why?
They're not organic anyway, Tom.
And it's making you money.
Yes, I know. But if I was to keep it going, I'd have to stay here. In Ambridge. And I can't do that.
Oh, Tom.
Not after what's happened. Not after the things I've done.
Oh, no.
So I've got no choice. I have to leave. I'm going.
Tom,
what are you going to do?
Get another job. In fact, I've already applied and I've got an interview next week.
Next week?
Yes. And I think they want me, so...
Where?
It's... in Ontario.
What? Canada?
That's the other side of the world!
When are you going, son?
I've booked a flight tomorrow. So I've come back to pack a few things and... to say goodbye.
Thank you.
keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.